If the unnatural man is left to himself, he will go to hell. See, man is inclined to go to hell all on their own. Man is not interested in those things which are spiritual, all on their own. And they need somebody. They need someone. When you go out into the highways and the hedges and you confront them and then you communicate. And then you open your mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. You say, I don't know how to preach the gospel. Shame on you. Amen. I don't know what to say. Why? Do you not have the Holy Spirit of God? Do you not have the Word of God? Do you not have a church that provides training and DVD? I mean, why do you not know? Are you saved? Can you not tell someone how you got saved? I mean, is it that difficult to say, hey, the Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Is it that hard to tell somebody, I was a sinner on my way to hell, and I believed on Jesus Christ, and he saved me. Amen. And when he gave me salvation, it was eternal life. I mean, is that hard? Why, Pastor, you don't understand. I mean, it's all this complicated. Why is it so complicated? If you're saved, aren't you a witness? Can't you witness? Can't you tell somebody? And you say, well, I don't know what to do. Can you go and just be a silent partner? I'm just wondering why you never go. Because the only way to reach them is to go, to confront, and to communicate. See, you and I have an opportunity on this earth to be able to rescue people from hell. The Bible says, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. And listen to me, I'm not trying to mock you. I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But if we took this mic around and we had you stand up and you gave us your reason why you can't go soul winning, why you can't preach the gospel, and you gave us the best reason, you don't understand, Pastor, I gotta work. You don't understand, Pastor, I'm kind of shy. You don't understand, Pastor, Saturday's when I do my gardening. You don't understand, Pastor, I'm just so busy. Listen to me, there's coming a day when all those excuses will be stupid. You'll sit there in heaven wishing you could go down to hell and rescue them. But yet you and I have that opportunity right now. And week after week after week, we make excuses. Well, I'm just shy. Well, I'm just not prepared. Well, I'm just not ready. Well, I just can't. Well, I'm too busy. Okay, why would you preach a sermon like this? Because maybe you can get a vision to an unseen world after this life. And people die and go to hell. I'm busy too. I'm tired too. I'm shy too. I've got reasons why I wouldn't want to go too. But you know what? In heaven, we'll all wish we did more. In heaven, we'll all wish we had a soul winning seminar we could watch and learn how to preach the gospel properly. We'll all wish we could go out of church that had a Thursday night soul winning meeting, or a Saturday morning soul winning meeting, or a Sunday afternoon soul winning meeting, or out of church with some staff people in it that would go soul winning with you. Did you know that we have staff people in this church that go soul winning literally every day? And they'll go with you whenever you want. But you're too busy. But you're too important. But you're too shy, or you're too fearful, or you're too afraid, or whatever your little excuse is. And I'm not trying to irritate you or upset you. I'm just telling you, in heaven, that excuse will be dumb. And in heaven, all of us will wish that we could be a soul winner. But by then, it's too late.